Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 9, a very important chapter from the point of agricultural price risk management. Up till now, we have learnt about the key features of agriculture. We understood the agricultural markets, we understood the agricultural commodities exchanges. We understood what are the different risks as well as the risk management tools and practices from the traditional tools to the contemporary tools in the form of derivative contracts. Farmers are made aware of various tools and techniques to cope with the price risk. But if the agricultural sector has to prosper, the government's initiatives are imperative. And the government of India is indeed having a very solid commitment towards not only improving the agricultural sector, but also for the well-being of farmers. It is sparing no efforts to improve the infrastructure to enhance the quality of seeds with specialized research institutes. It is providing security to the farmers. It is building warehouses with private partnership. It has a public-private collaboration for improving the infrastructure and is ensuring that farmers and the agriculture sector is benefited with its initiatives, with subsidies, with policies, with frameworks, and all possible arrangement in which the resources of our country is utilized optimally for the growth of the agri sector. In this chapter, we are going to understand all the government initiatives, especially Government of India initiatives for the price risk management for agricultural commodities in India. We are going to understand the minimum support price mechanism, the market intervention schemes by the government, the price stabilization fund and its importance, the import and export controls to manage the agricultural price risk, the beauty of the electronic national agricultural market, popularly known as the ENAM, the contribution of the agricultural produce market committees, reforms, and its APMC's integration with ENAM, the crop insurance scheme, how it is providing a safety net to the farmers, the challenges in the implementations and the way forward. So there are challenges also for effective implementation of government initiatives, and what are the ways forward, that also we are going to understand in this chapter. So friends, as I said before, the government has a solid commitment. It has taken significant initiatives for driving the growth of agricultural sector as well as for the well-being of the farmers. Government has implemented various policies and initiatives to boost the productivity and growth in the agricultural sector. The government initiatives for the farmers aim to improve the infrastructure, promote sustainable practices, ensure financial security for the nation in the sense of food security, enhance agriculture productivity, and ensure that the vast population for country has sufficient food. At the same time, it can generate additional revenue streams with export of agri-commodities. These initiatives are designed to provide stability and support to the farmers by mitigating the adverse effects of price volatility and at the same time ensuring farmers get a good returns for their produce and they are able to use that returns for further growth, innovation and sustainability of agriculture in the long term. Now let's look at the government initiatives one by one. The first one is the minimum support price, popularly known as the MSP. What is an MSP? MSP is a minimum support price that is guaranteed by government for 22 major agricultural commodities. MSP protects the farmers from excessive price falls during the harvest. And who decides the MSP? It is the Commission for Agricultural Cost and Prices, CASP. They recommend the MSP, and finally, it is endorsed by the government. The Food Corporation of India and the National Agriculture Cooperative Marketing Federation of India, the NAFED, they procure the agricultural commodities from the farmers at the MSP decided by the government. MSP ensures a minimum income level for the farmers, and it reduces the financial risk associated with farming. So with MSP, farmers are certain that these commodities identified in the MSP will fetch them a certain price, and based on that, they can plan their farm operations and activities allied with it. Next important initiative by the government is the Pradhan Mantri Annadata Sanrakshan Abhiyan, the PM ASHA. The PM ASHA is designed to ensure that farmers receive remunerative prices for the produce, and this in turn protects their income. This specific initiative by the government supplements the government's minimum support price intervention. It provides a robust procurement mechanism, and it is being developed in collaboration with the states. PM ASHA has three main components. Number one, the price support scheme, PSS. Number two, the price deficiency payment scheme, PDPS. And number three, the pilot of private procurement and stocking scheme, PPPS. Let's look at this one by one. First, the price support scheme, PSS. Government agencies directly procure certain farm produce from farmers at a minimum support price when the market prices fall below a certain level. PSS provides a safety net for farmers and protects them from financial loss due to price fluctuations. The second component of PM ASHA, price deficiency payment scheme. In this component, the government pays the difference between the MSP and the market price so that the price that is assured is being received by the farmer. The PDPS encourages farmers to invest in proper storage facilities, leading to a reduction in post-harvest losses. So this not only ensures a certain price for the harvest, but it also encourages the farmer to invest the proceeds into proper storage facilities and other activities which would sustain the harvest and reduce the post-harvest loss. The third important component of PM ASHA is the pilot of private procurement and stocking scheme, the PPPS. The private sector is encouraged to procure certain farm produce at a minimum support price declared by the government, which means the private sector is also roped in for the benefit of farmer. The PPPS broadens the market channels, provides more options to the farmers to sell farm produce, and lessens the financial burden on the government. So this the three component is a beautiful example of the public-private partnership for benefit of farmer. The next important initiative is the Market Intervention Scheme, popularly known as the MIS. The Market Intervention Scheme supports crops that are not covered under the MSP. It applies specifically to perishable agricultural and horticultural commodities not covered under MSP. It protects the farmers from distressed sales in the event of a bumper crop when the price falls below the threshold. And in this intervention, the central government and state government fund the MIS through budgetary allocations. Let's understand this with a case study for stabilizing the ammonium prices with MIS. What could be the risk? Significant fluctuations in the onion prices due to the seasonal variation in production, unpredictable weather events and traders hoarding creates uncertainty for farmers and consumers. So how does the government intervention help farmers? The government of India's implementation of MIS for onions helps government to procure onions directly from farmers at a predetermined price, which is the MSP, when the market prices falls below a certain level. What is the impact of this intervention? It prevents the price drop during surplus period, stabilizes the onion prices, provides income security for onion farmers, and it encourages farmers to invest in storage facilities and reduce the post-harvest loss. Another initiative by government is the Operation Greens. The government has announced Operation Greens to promote the farmers, producers, organizations, agri-logistics, processing facilities, and professional management. Schemes for the development of tomato, onion, and potato, the top value chain, has been implemented. Operation Green comes with two components. Number one, the long-term intervention integrated value chain development projects and the short-term interventions. The long-term intervention integrated value chain development projects aim at enhancing the value realization of farmers, reduction in post-harvest losses, increase in food processing capacities, and value addition in the value chain. The short-term interventions aim to protect the growers of eligible crops from making distress sale and reduce the post-harvest losses. Price Stabilization Fund, popularly known as the PSF, is yet another initiative by the government. It regulates the price volatility of important agri-horticultural commodities like onions, potatoes, and pulses. It encourages maintaining a strategic buffer of agri-horticultural commodities. The Price Stabilization Fund promotes direct purchase from farmers or the farmers' associations at the farm gate or even in mandi. Whatever purchases are made under Price Stabilization Fund are released when necessary to stabilize the price of crops over time. It benefits farmers because they get a certain MSP, as well as consumers because they don't have to pay excessive. Stable price helps for consumers to purchase the commodities at a reasonable price. At the same time, it guarantees a reasonable income for the farmers. Let's understand this with an example of a case study. Managing chickpea price volatility with the Price Stabilization Fund. What could be the risk? Suppose a chickpea experiences significant price fluctuations during harvest, and this can impact the farmer's income. So how does an operation and intervention reduce this risk? The Government of India agency like the NAFED utilizes the PSF funds to procure chickpeas directly from farmers at an MSP. What is the impact of this purchase? The PSF stabilizes the chickpea price and thus it ensures the consumer affordability. Friends, in addition to these initiatives, government has also taken initiatives to have control on import and export, specifically for managing agricultural price risk. When we talk of import controls, it can limit the inflow of cheap agricultural products whenever there is a domestic surplus. So it is a protection to the domestic surplus. It prevents a fall in prices of domestic agricultural commodities. Government may also lower the import barriers to increase the food availability during excessive prices due to the shortages. Like import controls, export controls can restrict the outflow of agricultural commodities during periods of scarcities. So our people won't suffer because of the exports, especially during scarcity. The government may design its import and export policies to sync with the buffer stock management strategies. Now let's look at another initiative by the government in establishing the National Agricultural Market, that is ENAM, especially by introducing the APMC reforms. The ENAM is a Government of India initiative that connects various APMCs nationwide through a pan-India electronic platform. And the best part of it is ENAM empowers the farmers to sell their produce to a wide range of buyers. That too virtually, they don't have to travel from one place to another. They are not restricted to sell only in that locality. So it opens up a big pool of buyers from wherever the farmer is. What is the impact of the government reforms in the APMCs and ENA? It has created a unified agricultural market. It has removed the limitations of transporting goods from one place to another and then making the deal. These deals can be done virtually because large number of buyers and sellers are connected. It gives a chance to better price discovery. It reduces the price risk because regional price disparity can impact the consumers. It also reduces the exploitation by intermediaries because farmers are directly connected with the buyers. It increases competition because when a huge part is coming under a centralized platform, the real-time information increases competition, it improves market access and the online auctions and transparency in the ENAM systems further boosts the trading on the ENAM platform. It is serving as a wonderful alternate marketing channel and is increasing the farmers' returns. So many impacts because of government reforms in APMCs and the ENAM. Next important initiative by the government are launching of crop insurance schemes. Crop insurance is very crucial in managing risk in agriculture sector, and it provides a safety net for farmers, especially during unforeseen events, natural calamities or otherwise. Various crop insurance schemes have been introduced over time. The primary goal of crop insurance is to protect the farmers from financial losses due to the crop failures caused by the natural calamities, pests and diseases. Crop insurance schemes offer financial security, helping farmers recover from the losses and ensuring the sustainability of their livelihoods. Let's look at a specific crop insurance scheme, very popular, introduced by the government. That is the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, the PMFBY. The main objective of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana is to support agricultural production by offering affordable crop insurance with comprehensive risk coverage for farmers. What is the coverage? The Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana insures crops against all non-preventable natural risk from pre-sowing to post-harvest stages. The scheme is implemented on area approach basis. The stakeholders involved in this scheme are the central government, the state government, the banks, the common service centers, insurance companies, and the farmers. The risk covered could be a natural fire, lightning, storms, cyclones, floods, inundation, landslides, droughts, rice wells, pests, and even diseases. The preventing sowing and planting risk coverage is for areas where sowing is prevented on notified area basis. The post-harvest coverage is for post-harvest losses on an individual farm basis. The localized risk coverage is for specific local calamities on an individual farm basis. The impact of PMFBI is tremendous. It has succeeded in mitigating the agricultural risk and promote a more stable agricultural sector. Now, what are the challenges in the implementation and way forward? Agriculture risk evolved due to multiple factors necessitating adaptive strategies. Government of India has introduced various agricultural risk management initiatives to tackle diverse risks faced by the farmers. However, challenges are not static. New challenges arise due to the changing environmental conditions, market dynamics, technological advancements, policy shift, and even socio-economical factors. So, the initiatives that are taken by the government needs to be adjusted to fit in with the new challenges. The government of India has implemented several agriculture risk management initiatives to address these challenges which are emerging over time. The challenges in implementation could be limited awareness among the farmers and the outreach, administrative and operational challenges, financial sustainability, lack of infrastructure, technology adoption, climate change, and environmental risk. And how do we address these challenges? Let's look at this one by one. What could be the problem because of the limited awareness amongst the farmers and the outreach, especially with small and marginal farmers living in remote areas? They often lack awareness of government initiatives. Someone has to explain them, educate them. Otherwise, these farmers will always remain vulnerable to risks such as the crop failures, market fluctuations, and natural disasters. Inadequate outreach efforts can hinder adoption of risk management tools and safeguard themselves against the risk. So, what could be the way forward to cope with limited awareness amongst the farmers and the outreach? The way forward is targeted education with effective communication strategy. We need to reach to these farmers in the language and the method in which they can understand. Agriculture extension services, local community leaders, and farmers' organizations are the best entities who can go closer to the farmers, explain them the features and the benefits of the initiatives launched by the government for their benefit. The next important challenge could be administrative and operational challenges. A farmer can face challenges because of administrative and operational challenges. It can also prevent smooth execution of government initiatives. Cumbersome bureaucratic procedure can lead to delays and inefficiencies. Capacity constraints at a grassroots level can impede the effective administration and coordination. What could be the way forward? Digital processing and automation can reduce paperwork and streamline the workflows, especially for benefiting farmers. Investing in training and capacity building programs can increase the literacy of not only the farmers, but for those involved in the administrative processes. Establishing a collaborative platform can foster trust, participation, and seamless workflows. Next important challenge could be financial sustainability. Agriculture risk management initiatives rely on government subsidies or support. Excessive risk and leakages in the procurement process increase the cost of production. It could divert resources or even strain the finances. And once the finances are strained, it can impact the farm operations right from sowing to the marketability. What is the way forward? MSPs should be based on comprehensive cost studies and market dynamics. Farmers should be trained and educated to use alternate marketing channels like ENA for better prices so that he need not be dependent only on the local markets. More partnership should be explored with the private sector to reduce the financial burden on the government and increase conveniences for the farmers. Next important challenge could be lack of infrastructure. What could be the problem because of lack of infrastructure? Poor or inadequate storage facilities can spoil the farm produce. It can incur high cost and delays in transporting produce from farms to the markets or even to the consumers. Inefficient cold storage facilities, especially for perishable goods, can lead to wastages and post-harvest losses. What is the way forward for improving infrastructure, increased investment in modern storage and transportation infrastructure, incentivizing private companies to develop and manage cold chain networks, encouraging the FOOs invest in the shared storage and transportation facilities. So whichever farmers are involved or engaged together can benefit, and rewarding farmers for participating via programs can be a big boost for improving infrastructure. Next important challenge could be technology adoption. When technology has to provide benefits, the user needs to be educated. Digital literate programs for improving literacy of farmers should be beneficial to make them easily access, understand, and utilize technology-based risk management practices. So, digital literacy programs can remove the illiteracy of farmers, and they will themselves be empowered to find solutions for their problems with the help of technology. Digital illiterate farmers will not find it easier, but digitally literate farmers will find solutions on their own. And if they can't find it on their own, they can seek guidance from experts. If farmers are digitally illiterate, it will reduce their effectiveness of technology in deploying it for farm operations. Patchy or limited internet connectivity will impact farmers' decision making, because they won't be able to access the real-time data. They won't be able to get guidance, timely guidance when needed. What is the way forward? Farmers need to be educated through hands-on training programs on technology use. Once they understand how to use it, what could be the benefit, then it will be easy for them to use it for the benefit. Timely input should be provided through SMS alerts, voice messages, community radio, and village kiosks, because a farmer may not have sophisticated equipments, but mobiles, radio are the common means, equipments through which farmers could be easily made literate or messages, important messages sent. Subsidies should be offered for low-cost data plans for internet access. So internet connectivity just should not only be beautiful, but at the same time it should be affordable, and hence subsidies or low-cost data plans will encourage the farmers to go for it. Publish success stories to build trust. So this is a beautiful motivation. When success stories of farmers are published, it will not only motivate them, but other farmers who actually look at such success stories will feel inspired and start embracing technology. Next important challenge is climate change and environmental risk. What could be the problem? Increased uncertainty and challenges in predicting agricultural risk. Crop damage due to new outbreak of pests and diseases due to climate change. Water scarcity affecting the crop yields and productivity. What is the way forward? Strengthening early warning systems for proactive risk management. So once the farmers get the alerts, they can proactively take decisions to manage the risk. They can collaborate to promote climate smart agricultural practices. They can develop advanced crop insurance schemes for better risk assessment and claims. Investment in climate resilient infrastructure can enhance the ecosystem resilience, and continued partnership between government and farmers will further help farmers to control agricultural price risk. So friends, with this we have completed this very important chapter on government initiatives, understanding the problems and the way forward to cope with the challenges in implementing the government initiatives. Let's look at the conclusion. Government initiatives, yes, are very useful for empowering farmers. Farmers can manage risk, earn reasonable farm income, and actually deliver consumers agri commodities at a reasonable, affordable price. Continuous partnership between government and farmers is essential for resilient, sustainable, and prosperous agriculture sector, for ensuring food security, sufficiency of agri commodities, earning revenue through exports, at the same time ensuring that consumers get the essential agri commodities at an affordable price. Thank you.